Madam Vice President, Botswana thanks the independent expert for his informative report. Botswana welcomes the adoption of the new constitution of the Central African Republic, which among others reaffirmed the country's commitment to international human rights instruments. Further to that, we commend the CAR for its adoption of the new strategic framework for the promotion, protection, implementation, and monitoring of human rights. This will indeed contribute to the prevention of recurring human rights violations within the Central African Republic. Botswana believes that the government of the Central African Republic should capacitate the Truth, Justice, Reparation and Reconciliation Commission to enable it to implement its mandate. We note that the challenges the commission faced resulted in its dissolution and therefore encourage a speedy reconstitution of the commission to enable it to resume its important work. Furthermore, Botswana encourages the CAR to expedite initiatives to address gender inequality, which presents a significant challenge to the uptake of opportunities by women, particularly with respect to participation in political and public affairs. This includes introspecting on the current economic and social models, which, with a view to transforming them effectively, to effectively accommodate the realization of women's rights, including access to resources and participation in decision-making at all levels. I thank you, Madam Vice President.